This is CliffCentral.com. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Vanmôre gaan ek so 'n bietjie kyk na rose wat wangebalanseerd gegroei het. Hier het ek 'n tipiese miniatuurrosie. Hy het gegroei aan sy regterkant, lekker lang lote gemaak hier aan die regterkant, maar aan die linkerkant amper niks nie. Daar het net een loot uitgekom. Dis nou 'n fisiese teken van 'n roos wat aan sy linkerkant se wortels tekorte het. Dis 'n magnesiumtekort. En dit is hoekom hy so swak gegroei het aan hierdie kant. Maar belangrik, nou moet ek my Engelse sout gaan aanmaak en dit gooi aan die linkerkant van die wortels, nie aan die regterkant nie, want dis die linkerkant wat die tekorte toon. En dan sit ek hier ook met 'n roos. Miniatuurroosie wat wraggies ook besluit het. Hy groei net aan sy regterkant. Hy is nou nie baie lus die jaar om aan sy linkerkant te groei nie. So kom ons kyk, wys vir hom wie's baas. En ons pluk sy linkerkant se groeipuntjie vir hom uit, sodat hy daar vir my 'n nuwe loetjie kan maak. As ek kwaad raak vir 'n roos as hy nie wil doen wat ek wil hy moet doen nie, dan doen ek sommer dinge ekstra.
Good morning, everyone, from yonder and asunder. It is the Casper Radio Show. Dit is die Casper Radio Show, mense. Baie welkom. Weer op hierdie Vrydag, ons is live. En dit is uitsdag. En dis uitstekend. Want ons allemaal moet bietjie rooi dra, okay? Vir vandag. Because that's the way it's done, darlings. And I have an extra special co-host with me, Helen Dubois.
Oh, hi. When you say extra special, do you mean that there's something wrong with me, or?
No, it means that you, only the selected few can be a guest presenter.
Oh, bless you.
And I know that you can do it because you do it.
I do.
And that's why I thought it would be nice if I invite you to my party.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a couple of people here. You might not know them, but I'll introduce you.
I always like meeting new people. So
it's always nice.
Nice.
Because you are like a social, I don't want to say butterfly, but you are all over the social networks.
Pupae. Social pupae.
Pupae. But you are all over the social network.
Yeah. I suppose with what I do, it kind of takes me all over the show.
But it looks like an incredible life.
It is. It can be exhausting at times, I must say, but I love it. I love what I do. Every aspect.
The last thing you've done was yesterday was the Magicians.
Yes, I was at the, well, no, I went to the Miss South Africa recrowning, because, you know, Debbie has gone now. Yeah. She's not coming back.
Yeah, she's in New York.
Literally,
like
she wins and then moves into an apartment in New York.
Yeah, New York for
and
a year.
Basically gets given a life, including gym and, did you see what she won?
No,
I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, everything's sorted. She's got gym and clothing and makeup and
but
literally.
Which gym? Jim Carrey or Jim?
Well,
Jeffrey?
That would be giving it away.
Yeah. She's got everything.
Everything. Everything.
Like the Americans, they know how to do that, hey, with
they
the
do. Exactly. They just laid it all on for her. Yeah. So, and then Ade van Heerden, who was first princess, she becomes Miss South Africa now because she's gone. Yeah.
And then you went to this magician.
Oh, and the magician thing with Darcy.
Is he pretty?
He's a very handsome man, and I was very close to him.
Yeah?
Yeah. He did this trick where I had to sign a card. And I fold it up and I put it in my mouth.
You did, okay.
He picked me. He chose me.
That's nice.
I'm not sure why.
Well, you know, he's straight. And
yeah, I put the card in my mouth. I signed it, put it in my mouth. He took a card, signed it, put it in his mouth, held hands with me, and the card swapped.
Oh my,
my God. It was like so freaking amazing. And there's a video of it. I was showing Sia and the guys out there.
How did you do it?
I don't know. And I've looked at the video to see when the little switcheroo happened. Yeah. You can't see. Because it must have been before the card went in my mouth.
It must have been.
Because I feel like, I don't know if I'd mind having his spitty card in my mouth.
No, you wouldn't.
Probably not.
But I think, yeah, he must have switched it then.
Before. Mm. But very interesting and incredible. I mean, he's massive. You know, he was on Britain's Got Talent, America's Got Talent. Incredible guy.
So they're coming next year.
They're coming next year.
The Illusionists.
Yeah.
Illusionists. And then you also sing.
I do.
You do?
I do.
As well.
And act.
Yes, and act. And you do a radio show.
Mm. I can't do plumbing, mostly. Mm. Not very good at that. Electrician.
But I sort of re-met you here at Cliff Central.
Yes,
because exactly. I didn't know you, and then you came in, and you were here for a while, and then you left. But we've always been seeing each other, and now you got another show on Mix It, or 98.Mix, or what? Tell me.
On Mix FM. We don't talk about other radio stations other radio stations.
No, we don't.
It's just not the done thing. But I'm an old Cliff Central like piece of furniture, really.
Yes,
I used to do The Buzz with Jen Sue and Jason von Berg.
Yes.
Back in the day.
You see, what I can't remember these things.
Oh, what fun we had. That was incredible. And then off I went. Off I skipped. And that was 2.5 years ago. That I left.
Didn't you also do a little bit with that old, not old, that legend?
Oh, yes. I was John Burks. I was...
the other one.
Stan Katz. What am I talking about?
Yes.
Stan, yes.
You did, eh?
Kate Normington and I used to do like a sketch on his show. That was amazing too.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
But I actually met you back before Kasper Asper days.
A lot of... Years and years and years ago, yeah.
You haven't changed.
I have. I've gone wiser, fatter.
Wiser, wider.
Wiser and wider.
I think you're handsome.
Oh, no, I'm not. But thank you. Helen, did you feel it's hot in here? But really, it's hot in here.
Is it? Turn that thing. Turn that baby down.
Turn that thing around. I don't think it's on.
Turn it around. I don't think so, too. No, I can feel it.
Can you? Is it on?
Can you feel it? We're talking in song titles now.
Can you feel it?
Good golly.
Can you feel it?
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know. What's a song with colder?
Colder.
Baby, I've made it colder.
I really can't stay. It's
baby,
colder.
Baby, it's cold outside. Exactly.
I have to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice. I'll take your hat. Yeah. It's cold as ice. Yeah. My mother will be starting to worry.
She will fucking worry.
My father will be pacing the floor.
Up and down.
And maybe pacing as well because he drinks.
Yeah.
I really can't stay.
Day, but baby, it's cold outside.
Who knew we would break into song in the first 5 minutes of the show? I had a feeling.
Fantastic. Now, let me play.
Mm.
Let me play a little bit of a song that I'm looking for, and I found it. It's called Like I Need You. When was this?
Ah, that was my comeback single last year. So,
So that was 2016.
Yeah, this is last year, September.
Okay, let's listen a little bit.
You know how to feed my dark side. You hook me in like a bait. Then in one split second, I am eating from your hand. I know that we'll never be perfect. So could you make me understand? Each pain, like the ground needs rain, and vibrates place by. I need you. Victory needs a fight, like the dark needs light. And wrong.
Beulah. Who produced this?
Marius Broer.
Oh,
do you know
good.
Marius? You must
know
Marius.
Very well.
Everyone knows Marius. I mean, he was so busy at the time because he produced in that year. He was doing Martin Bester stuff and PJ Powers. And I think he did some of Jacques' stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
He did a bunch of stuff. So, yeah.
I think it's Jacques' birthday today.
It is. Okay. Happy birthday, Jacques.
Jacques, happy
Tara
birthday
Blanche.
To you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
I love him.
Birthday, dear Jacques.
Happy
Blanche.
Birthday.
Happy your
to
birthday
you.
To you.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
No one says hooray quite like you.
And I wonder how old he is now.
I know.
Tell me.
He's 35.
No!
Yeah!
Yes, the lucky bastard.
I know,
still
right?
Looks so
he's
good.
Still such a baby. I know, he looks 12.
He looks 12. Beautiful. 35, Jacques.
We were 35 once.
Once, years ago, we were Jacques. But now...
Well, not
alas.
That long ago for me. But
well, long ago for me. It was many moons ago. Okay, so now you got a single called Wind Up Girl.
Yes.
So, who wrote that? Where did that come
Wind
from?
Up
Why
Girl.
Are you doing this?
Wind Up Girl was written by Neil Solomon, who you'll also know.
I know.
Back in the day. So, Neil actually is my neighbor. And I've known Neil since I was 19 when I did my first TV show called Honeytown. He was the music guy on it. That's how I got it into recording and becoming a recording artist. So Neil wrote the song for me ages ago, and we did various demos and we did various versions of it. And then, I don't know, we got carried away. And I stumbled across a version that we'd done, a demo. Oh. And I phoned him and I said, it sounds like now. And yeah. It was from a few years before. So I got Moritz Lotz.
Yes.
You know him as well.
Yes.
Legend. I mean,
legend
incredible.
Guitar player, yeah.
And Moritz produced this hot pop single with influences of kind of a bit of a Selena Gomez
stunning
vibe, Ellie Goulding and everything.
Yeah.
And he nailed it. It's a bit of a more, this is more adult contemporary, the one that's playing in the background. But the new one is more kind of pop. Pop. Mm. Like proper pop.
Proper pop.
Proper pop.
Goes
I tell you.
The weasel. So I have a little urine sample. I get a Irina Monster fun.
Monster is the weirdest word.
Isn't it?
For a
sample.
I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah, a monster.
I mean, I am scared of urine samples, and I'm scared of monsters, so there is a similarity there.
With Wind Up Girl, and you can get it, you can find it on iTunes.
Everywhere, yeah. iTunes, yeah. Amazon, Deezer,
Amazon,
all
Spotify, this
all of
that.
Just not in the shops.
Yeah, but this is the new...
It's the new era.
Dawn,
yes,
of a new Aquarius.
The dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Yeah. Love your song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It sort of stays.
It does. Interestingly enough, it used to be slower, and it used to be I'm a wind-up girl, and it had a very music box theme. But Madonna, after we wrote the song, released a song with the same kind of musical intro. Dun, 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 dun. The same thing. I can't remember what her song was. So we changed it. But I mean, it was like collective consciousness. We didn't copy her and she didn't copy us.
Exactly.
Or that, she might have.
No, well, yes. Well, let's say she didn't. Because a lot of times you would do something or think of something and then someone with a wider clout.
Yes.
Get the same idea, and
it's
then
weird,
your,
yeah.
your idea goes, and
yeah,
you think,
totally.
Fuck,
I mean,
it could have been
right.
me, yeah.
Yeah, but it would, it still wouldn't have had the clout, but yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
It's incredible.
In 1986, I wrote a cabaret where I just started, and there was a song in it, and it had this the following thing. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Mm-hmm.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. And then it became the Phantom of the Opera. For Andrew Lloyd Webber.
The cheek of it.
The cheek of
they
it.
They totally stole that from
oh
you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do you enjoy about these functions that you have to go to and report on?
Mm.
Don't you feel obliged to be always kind?
Well, you see, I don't review. I actually, because I'm still in the industry and there are certain producers.
You can't.
And people that I want to work for and with.
Yeah.
I actually can't produce. Plus, I am sort of innately a nice person. So I feel like I couldn't be nasty.
So you
obviously
just report on.
I report. It's more like a notice board. So my, my website, for instance, Showbiz in Full HD, that's my baby, my little empire.
Yeah.
And
so
everything,
again, so
Showbiz in Full HD. So I'm Full HD, Helen Dubois.
Of
so
course.
So that's what it is.
How clever.
And I kind of, it came from another radio show I had, and I had a segment, and I've just put it online and it's doing really well. I mean, I've got a massive, very diverse following on it. I get about, 15 to 20,000 hits a month on my website, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it is. And it's just, it all just feeds each other, you know? So going to the events anyway, which I've kind of always gone, we've seen each other at these events for years. And actually just doing something sort of creative
with it
and then making a business out of it, you know,
very
and selling
clever.
Adverts and all that. So
very clever.
Very clever.
Well,
just reinventing, because that's, you know, that's kind of what you need to do these days.
Exactly what we need to do, because there are 7 billion people on Earth and we all want attention and you want to, then you have to really think all the time and be creative. That's
exactly. And I guess we do really want attention.
Of course we want attention. That's why we change. And then you say, okay, now it's done. Okay, people are bored of this. Now let's do this. But I'm going to tell you, I hope this thing, Wind Up Girl, becomes a huge hit, because it's a very nice, very nice tune, very lekker to listen to. And I have listened to it a couple of times now, and I sort of got chicken pox now.
Hoender pox. What is chicken pox in Afrikaans?
Fok. Oh, okay. Hoender vlees is
Hoender
when you,
fox. No, that doesn't
when you
sound
get
right.
The
Hoender vlees is oh, gosh, now I don't know what it is in English.
When you
here
get
I
chill.
Am. Ek praat die taal nou, ek weet
you get chills.
Goose pimples.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Okay.
Why is he frowning at us?
He's
telling us about chicken pox. I wonder if he's got chicken pox. Maybe he should stay on the other side of the glass. Ew.
Hoenderpokkies. What say jy? Waterpokkies.
Oh, that sounds gross. It is. They're waterpokkies. That's how they spread. Dis die water in die pokkie. How did we get onto this subject?
Let me tell you, in Afrikaans, I think pokkies are also a bit, sort of a chicken, a pokkie.
Oh, really? But like,
I think that's why the chicken pox and the water pokkie.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
You don't want to have plain pokkies, because then, I mean, that's like the worst.
Oh, plain pokkies?
Plain pokkies.
You always got to look after them, give them food. And not water, because then you got water pokies. I've got a nice lineup for you today.
I'm so excited.
I saw you the other night right in front of me with a handful of keys.
Yes.
Are they coming in?
Cool.
So we're going to talk to them.
Awesome.
Then we got Sexy Dance every Friday.
Oh, love that.
We'll talk to Rian and...
Rian and I used to do shows together.
Rian, won't you come in with your dancers?
Showboy.
Oh, really?
Brian's looking very buff these days.
He does, eh?
Hi.
I think he's working out.
I think he might be.
But he's also playing cricket, which could be...
We're talking about you like you're not here, but you just walked in.
Are you here? Yeah? Hi.
How's it going?
Hi. Helen.
Hello, Casper.
Hello, Rian.
What was that song we sang? Danger Zone.
Yes.
Welcome with a fan. To Guyan, the Danger Zone.
But can I tell you, he's a very naughty boy as well. Because
I know.
In one number in the show that we did, and I was actually like a stand-in kind of person in the show. I only did it for a few weeks, didn't I?
Yes.
And I can't remember what the song was, but they held on to me, the dancers, and they would push me from side to side. It's a Rihanna song or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he used to, like, yank me around that I think I actually still have a whiplash injury.
On purpose, you
know? Yeah, while I'm singing. I nearly chipped my teeth. He was horrific.
I was Mr. Gray.
I was a rag doll, and he was just throwing me around like Harvey Weinstein.
Did he think that was... Yeah, he thought it was fun, most probably.
He did.
It was a blast.
It was fun, let's be honest.
Yes.
So you're a dancer as well.
Yeah.
Yes, she's very good.
She can do everything.
She can do everything.
Well, except plumbing.
Yes.
We played a bit of a song. It's nice, eh?
Is it the same one we played the last time?
Yeah, I've already played your song.
Oh, you guys are like showing the love here. I'm overwhelmed.
And we played another one as well called With Like I Need You. That's also nice.
Like I need you.
We're just reaching hand. And now I feel like we're gonna sing all day.
We are, and I love it because that's the kind of person I am. Rian, who are sparkling here?
Oh my God, they're upstaging me.
We have.
They look beautiful. Eh? We have got the pictures. Yeah.
Latin South African champions.
Wow.
They got a first place. Was it last weekend?
Yes.
In Blackpool?
No. Oh. In South Africa.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Louis, thank you very much. Tell us more about it. How was the competition? And tell us about the result. And were you guys surprised?
Hello, Louis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. So the competition was last week, Saturday, in Pretoria. And it is the South African National Championship. So there's people coming from all over South Africa to compete at this event. So from little kids to people to the age of 90 that's competing.
90?
Yes.
What? Doing Latin?
And ballroom, yes.
Oh my God. Okay, like Latin at the age of 90 is quite a stretch, so to speak.
Do they do ballads?
Wow.
Yeah, well, very slow Latin.
They do it. They can show some of the youngsters how it's
really
done.
Really?
So, yes.
Well, it's actually we're joking about it. It's actually endearing that you can dance until you're very old.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it and you're alive, you know?
Yeah, no, I believe that dancing keeps you young.
Yeah.
So that's good. But yeah, so it was in Pretoria. And like I said, he said as well that we competed there against a lot of couples and we actually won the competition. So we've been working for this for the entire year.
Did you expect to win?
No, not at all.
So it was like an amazing surprise.
Yes, when they called our number for that first place, we were just
looking
amazed. Yeah.
Louis, tell us who's this beautiful partner of yours sitting next to us.
Well, my beautiful partner is Tatiana Crepaldi.
What a name. You sound like a dancer.
You sound like
she couldn't be anything else.
She sounds like a Russian gold medalist.
Oh, she could totally.
She insists on speaking Afrikaans.
She could be a chef, though. She could be a chef.
Wil jy Afrikaans praat?
I can net so bikkie Afrikaans.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. I like it. Because at least we got some comedy in the show. So.
And they've only been dancing together for 8 months.
Wow.
Wow.
And incredible. They just won
and
a championship.
In the ninth month, the baby was born.
But are you dating? Because it's like a thing sometimes, isn't it?
I was also going to ask, yeah.
Not yet.
No.
Not at all, no.
No, that's
right,
not
moving
happen.
On.
And they just got back from the Netherlands. They competed in the Netherlands.
Slaan me over de kop met een poffertje. Wat is er gebeurd in Nederland?
So, daar was die competitie is de Dutch Open Championships. En so 3 dae voor die tyd is daar 'n workshop wat van die top trainers in die wêreld oorkom en klas gee en ons is maklike groep van seker 300 mense gewees wat hier aan deelgeneem het.
Couples?
Nee, mense.
Oor mense?
Mense, yes, net aan die workshop en die competitie self, ons section was ons 309 couples gewees. So dit is oor die 600 mense teen wie ons gecompeteer het. So ons was daar vir 'n week, baie geleer, baie teruggebring en natuurlijk moet ons nog alles begin inoefen.
Tell us how you felt when they read your number and you realized you just won. Tell us exactly what happened.
I've covered this, Rian. Now you go back.
Did I? Am I not paying attention?
Okay. Ask them again.
Well, I think my heart just dropped because it was something that I really wanted to happen. And we've been working so hard. And coming back from Essen, coming back from Netherlands, we just learned so much. And I just wanted to make sure that I applied everything I learned. And by winning, it just showed me that we did do what we wanted to do.
Amazing. Well, how long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing for 16 years now.
Wow.
Since you were one.
Wow.
Since I was five.
what song are you going to dance
we're
on?
We're doing to, Pata Pata. The cha-cha's been sent already.
People don't know what the hell's going on with you now. It's like
they should call it the Pacha Pacha.
My Instagram is loaded and my cha-cha has been sent. Oh, I got you.
My cha-cha's loading. My Pacha.
I just want to call Palesa. Palesa!
Palesa!
Because you are now going to dance for us and we're going to capture that. Can I ask you, Rian, how's your space on your phone? Can you video them?
Yes.
And then we put it on.
We'll do that thing.
And I'll share it on the Casper fan book.
Do a live video. Can you do a live?
We always do live.
Uh-huh. But sometimes they cut the video if they recognize the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we've started recording it.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. Proper piracy.
Mm. Proper. You learn from the best.
We had a male pole dancer doing his stuff, and we recorded in live, and then they took the video off.
Oh, really?
Facebook.
They're prudes.
No, it's the song. Never mind that he was naked and his schlong was going all over the place.
It's that the song, not the schlong.
And now the song of the schlong. Has Palesa left the country? Is she still there? We just want to make sure.
Palesa, please clean up aisle three.
She's going to bless him. So how did you two meet?
We've been dancing, we've been in the dance industry together for a while now, so we've always known about each other, and we've performed in various shows together, and we both just didn't have a dance partner to compete in.
Okay,
so.
But you do mingle then at the circuit,
yes.
And then you saw one another, yes. And you said, let's do it, baby.
Let's try, let's go for it.
Amazing.
Yes.
Cool.
So since when have you been dancing?
I've been dancing since I was five, but together we'd started in the end of February this year.
Yeah, but I'm trying to calculate 16 years.
Yeah. 21.
There we go.
She's got the key to the door. And then, I mean, doing this particular type of dance, Latin, is that always kind of been in you? Because I know kids train in Latin from young ages, or do you do everything? Are you like contemporary and Latin and everything?
Well, I've done a little bit of everything, and I think she's done a little bit of everything as well, because that just makes you more of an all-rounded dancer, and especially in the Latin, it helps us.
Sure.
So, brings out a bit more creativity in our dancing.
But I always end up being a Latin girl.
Yeah. Latin at heart, yeah.
So, I want you to go forth. Polish your sparklers.
But they came first. How can they go fourth?
Yeah, then don't be too clever for me today.
Oh, okay.
No, you're right. I'm meeting my match today. And then I'm going to bring in another guy called Albert Short, Helen. Uh-huh. I'm going to talk to him while they prepare.
Right.
And then we're going to have a look at them. And maybe we can even go live on Facebook. I'll see. But let's listen to this. Tell me who this is. Do you know?
Not a clue.
You won't, because it's.
Is it Albert Short?
No. Good guess.
Thanks.
Now you will recognize his voice. Robbie Williams.
Aww.
Yeah.
My Robbie. Hey, boy, it's gonna be a long summer. Are you there? From the left to the right. Yeah. To the people down below. Yeah. Are you having a good time? Or do you just not know? From the front to the back. Sing along with me. Everybody comes with a little temperamental. Everybody in the place. Go mental.
Ah!
Enzo.
So that is Robbie Williams, who's got his new CD. Well, what we call it these days, I don't know, but it's a stiffy then. Because, but look at this, Helen, he's naked here.
Ah! What?
Isn't it nice? He shows his bum.
Wow.
And it is the Robbie Williams called Go Mental.
Yeah.
Okay, Robbie. You go naked as well, eh? But it's nice. Oh, God, ek vergeet van die microfoon. Ek moet mooi hier in praat.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, my darlings. There you are. We are all on.
Are we all back? Back.
Yes.
We're back and we're bad.
Now, hallo, Betty.
Hallo.
Hallo, Betty.
Dank dat ek kon inkom.
Oh.
I feel bad. I feel like I've replaced you.
This is a stout sinkie.
I say nothing.
All I can tell you, Helen, is that you are very good.
Oh, what do you mean?
No.
I'm not. I'm a naughty, naughty girl.
No, as a presenter,
oh,
I'm
you.
Trying to show him
okay.
that he must take tips from you.
Oh, tips.
No, I have my own
you
tips.
You do it
thank
in, the, in
you.
A drawer at home.
Yes.
Several, in fact.
Several.
Well, not to wear at the same time. That would just be weird.
You people are just the end of moi. Now, here in the middle is a guy called Albert Short. You might wonder why the hell he is here. And he's wondering himself because he's told me he's nervous. But come now then.
Moet ek nader sit so?
Daar sê, hallo Albert.
Hallo Casper.
So let me tell you what happened. Years ago, oh, I don't know, I had it's like a mini auction on my painting site.
Okay. Mm.
And he bought two paintings. And he came to fetch it. And that was that. And then, last week or this week, I saw he won a writer's competition. He's actually like a
wow.
rocket scientist or something.
What?
What do you do? What's your...
Ek is eintlik 'n rekenaarprogrammeerder, maar ach, ek is so lief vir skryf al oor die jare, so dit was net vir my lekker om bietjie te skryf, en dan, ach, as mens iets wen, dan voel dit net so speciaal, en voel dit of het alles moeite werk was.
So, he's so humbly joyous. But he, then I realized this guy's writing stories, and he won RSG, which is for English-speaking people, is RSG, competition, and they're going to now record it.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
Yes, ek is verskriklik excited. Ek meen, my hele leven probeer ek al goedkie skryf, en ek het hier so in 2009 'n bietjie sukses gehad. Ek het spookstories en goed geskryf, wat hulle ook op RSG gebruik het.
Ja, ek het geluister na Renske, Spenske.
O, na haar stories.
Dit is jou goed. Was dit jou goed?
Ja, sy was altyd middernag op 'n Saterdag aand.
Ja. Dus as ek terugry van 'n show,
ja,
so, dan luister ek dit.
Dis waar ek die eerste keer gehoor het. Ek het,
was daar, ja?
Ja, dan probeer ons nou mensies bang maak. Nee, ek was self die een Saterdag aand laat uitgewees en toe ek huis toe ry toe. Toe wonder ek, wat is nou op die draadloos die tyd van die nag? En toe sit ek het aan en ach, toe ek na hierdie stories luister, is dit net so inspirerend, toe weet ek net, dis wat ek ook moet doen, ek moet ook hierdie goed begin skryf.
So how short is a short story? Is there a rule?
Weet jy, ek dink, mens moet net nie mense begin verveel nie, want jy kan regtig aankarring en aankarring.
Aha.
So dis maar altyd my soort van maatstaf. As a short story 2 bladsy lank is, dan denk ek, dis fine.
Yeah.
But hoe lang gaan hierdie een nou wees op RSG?
Dit is so uur lang.
Ooh, jy het geskryf.
Ja, 2 maande. 2 maande gevat.
Wow.
2 maande van tik. En,
wow.
And the theme of it, I missed what's it about.
Weet jy, hierdie, ja, ek wil nou amper sê, dis nie spookstory nie. maar het het nog steeds die elemente.
Van surprise of wat?
Ja, kijk, my opa was een boer gewees en hy het sy arm verloor en dit is basis maar waar my story gaan. Maar my opa was ook mal oor om mense bang te maak. Hy het, hy het nog op die donker plase geblei en allemaal het altijd aangegaan oor oom Jan wat nou praat en die mense bang maak. En selfs die dominee het kom praat van mens praat nie, Christen praat nie so nie.
Yeah.
En ja, so dit het nog steeds die elemente van spook. Goed, ek denk alles wat ek maar skryf oor die jare sal maar iets te doen met spook.
So is hierdie RSG wenner of comedy?
Weet jy, dit het toe uitgedraai as 'n komedie, want ek het begin skryf en gedink, ek wil graag, jy weet, soos 'n human challenge type drama skryf, waar hy nou moet probeer oorleef sonder sy arm. Maar, soos ek aangegaan het toe, ek weet nie, toe begin ek maar grappies en goeikies inskryf, wat nou maar vir my snaaks, soos ek weet nou nie of die rest van die mense so sal dinkie. Maar, maar ja, toe ek nou uiteindelik klaar is en die mense het klaar gelees, toe sê hulle, dit is nou een black comedy, dit is nou galge humor was hulle woord gewees. So dit is nie wat ek beplan het om te doen nie, maar dit is okay. Toe dit uitgekom het.
Maar jy gaan nou aangaan, jy het nou die spirit, jy het nou die...
Ja, yes, en ek dink radiodramas vooral, dit is so lekker ding om te doen, want die verantwoordelikheid is nie rarig net by jou as die skrywer nie. As jy klaar is, dan gaan hulle nou nog die byklanke bysit,
ja, ja,
en die
acteurs
gaan nou nog kom met hulle deel, en nog een keer muziek is.
Ja, gaan wel lekker uitsien.
So jy moet eigenlijk maar net begin, en maar net die fondatie lees. Soort van.
But, I mean, he sounds like quite a character. Maybe there's like, it could be like a mini-series vibe, do you know what I'm saying?
Ja, maar dit, ek het al klaar daaraan gedink, actually.
And print, as well, maybe.
Mm. Ja.
Yeah, do you want to print books?
Ja, nee, kijk,
stories. Dit, of Kindle books, ja.
Ja, kijk, ek is iemand wat nogal sterk geloof in mense bucket list. Ek dink, jy moet dink, wat is die dinge wat jy nog wil doen?
Mm.
Ja. En jy moet het volg. En vir my was hierdie radiodrama nou rarig, een ding wat ek kan tiek. Dit is iets wat ek wou doen, maar ek wil bitter graag skryf ook, dit soos boeke en goed begin publiseer. Ek het al begin skryf, ek is daarom al so bladsy 70, maar ek wil nog daarom nog so 70 skryf, en so ek nou kan daarom sê, ek is nou klaar met dit.
Maar jy het nou die stepping stone, want jy het iets gewen wat mense gaan laat opkyk, dit is fantastisch.
Ja, nee, ek denk van hier af kan het net beter gaan.
And the fact that you bought my painting show that you got good taste.
Ja, nee, kyk, want ek is mal oor en ek het in een verkasser voor die show gesê dat ek versamel nou sy paintings en al sy blommiekies en goeikies, so ek gaan nou vir my een muur maak by die huis met al sy goeikies. My eie tuin, dan hoef ek die tuin te maak buiten nie.
No, you got your arty.
Dan moet ek hom net so afstof.
Are you still drawing and painting?
Yeah,
I'm still, yeah.
So maybe you can illustrate his book.
I can well,
I feel like
if it's about flowers, but I don't just draw flowers, but I don't think the kind of things I draw, I can do that. That would be wonderful.
Jy sal net met jy, dit sal 'n scary boek wees as ek ooit een skryf. So jy kan, ek dink jy kan hom maar illustreer.
For sure.
Maar ek het 'n vraag. Ek, toe jy dit nou skryf, kon jy voel jy skryf iets spesiaals soos wat?
Weet jy, ja. Dit is interessant dat jy eigenlijk vraag, want kijk, my opa was, hy was een baie beneekte man gewees, en ons het hom maar net so aanvaar oor die jare, en dit was my asof ek iets gevoel het terwijl ek het geskryf het, asof ek skielik begin verstaan het, hoe hy moes gevoel het, om op die plaas te bly, en dit is al klaar moeilik om te ploeg, en te plant, en goed, al het jy twee arms, en en skielik besef jy nou oor hierdie ou moet nou al hierdie goeders doen, maar met een arm, en, en ek dink dit is maar, so
awesome.
Ek denk, skryf is baie keer soos therapie amper, jy leer, jy leer jouself al ken, jy maak vrede met jou eie spoke, om dit so te noem, so nee, dit is baie lekker.
So, sodra jy die uitsaai datum hoor, en wanneer, dan moet jy ons laat weet, want dan sal ek het sê hier ook, dan gaan ek luister, en een moerse, flaming kritiek lever op dit. Of dit
jy kan nie dink om speel, jy kan die spook wees.
Ja.
Ja, die spook, allemaal sal bang wees.
Kasper die vriendelike spook.
Ja, die Kasper die vriendelike spook.
And that
ja, hy is in as
Albert, insist op my.
Oké. Okay.
Want daar mense by RSC kan my nie vat nie, maar dan is ek daar.
Nee, maar ons, jy trek ons een spookje aan.
If you record off the premises, nobody will know.
Ek sal nie vloek nie.
Nee, jy moet.
Oorie so, het jy show, Max?
Nee.
Jy kan op jou knie gaan en die Here dank daarvoor. Want, Showmax haal nou vloekwoorde uit vir Afrikaanse movies.
Ek het gesien.
Yes,
ja.
I don't know what's going on. It's like we're going back to P.W. Botha's time.
En ons het die beste vloekwoorde.
And it's a beautiful movie. I've never seen it. Agtergrond Musiek vir die agtergrond. And it's a movie I've never heard about. I started watching.
Who's in it?
I haven't got a fucking idea. But the story was very honestly told. I was kind of hooked. I was expecting a real typical Afrikaanse rom-com cock, and I was thinking, let me just see what this is, because I wanted to go to sleep. And then it caught me. But then Primilda and Terrence Bridget, they play agents and they swear. And they take it out. In so Afrikaans. Want dan sê Primilda, ach nee man, dis kak. Maar dan is dit op die Showmax movie, ach nee man, dis.
Did they take cuck out?
Yes.
I mean, come
but
on.
Yes.
You think that
what world are we living in?
What is this?
An online service that will actually keep it in. I mean, on TV, you expect it to be bleeped out. But
someone
online.
Complained again, and then they listened to the complainers. They mustn't.
I wonder if it changes the age restriction then. I guess maybe that's what they're trying to
Then they must
achieve.
Say Afrikaners, only people above 25 can watch. Yeah. For the rest of the world, it's 2 to 30.
But there's a solution to this. Just like on movies, on Mnet and stuff, there's an option with family.
It's difficult
or
with the online thing, though, I think.
Well, with the online thing, they must then work something out. Yeah. You press a button, and then it's censored. But it doesn't have to be. It's Showmax. It's got a age restriction already from the FBP or whatever they call it.
The thing is, the people who are complaining aren't 13, they're like 55. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then they must be told, sorry, there's no other option. Yeah. But now they are pandering to them, and that makes me so cross, because it's like back in apartheid, where these old fucking conservative people were looked after with their values, which was wrong.
Yes.
I thought, you know, when we joined the real world in 1994, we saw all those cuts disappeared. But now Afrikaners, I'm so cross. Showmax, I'm cross. I'm so disappointed, Showmax.
Should we write them a letter and ask them to please put cuck back in?
Yeah.
And bring back cuck.
Yeah.
Still pretty cuck.
And Terrence also said at some stage, hierdie fucking mens or something. And it was like really a natural conversation with two agents. And then they pulled me out of the whole movie by doing that. By censoring it. But whoever made this movie, I'm going to watch it till the end, and I will contact that person, because so far it's great.
What's it called? Let's find out.
Voorvel by die musiek.
Musiek vir die agtergrond.
Musiek vir die agtergrond.
Ek kyk.
Musiek. Kyk gou bietjie wie dit gedoen.
My Afrikaans is goed, né?
Dit is skrikwekkend.
Baie mooi.
Dankie.
Maar ek het gehoor mens mag, soos as jy 'n drama of 'n ding skryf, jy mag vloekwoorde gebruik, maar jy moenie twee vloekwoorde half kombineer nie, dan raak het nou naast.
Oos, dus fokken kak is verkeerd.
Ja, ek weet nou nie sê nie, maar thanks.
Ek verstaan wat jy sê.
Director, Salman Diaga?
Salman?
Ja.
I'll have that with rice,
have
please.
A word.
Wasabi?
Diaga?
Waar is jy, Shemaine?
Ek het nog oorraai.
Wat sê jy?
Askiet?
Waar is jy?
Ek is op pad, is dit nog oorraai?
Ek dacht jy kom 11 uur.
Nee, ek het
gedoog 12 uur. Want jy is nou op die lug, so
Ha, Charmaine.
Do you still want to come? You don't have to.
What are you wearing?
Huh?
Jy kan ons luisteraars groet.
Hulle luisteraars, so hoef ek jy te kom nie, sê jy.
It's fine. Maar dan kom volgende week, Charmaine, beloof my.
Ek beloof jou. Ek het net hierdie. Ek wil nou nie sê deadline nie, maar het was op ek een deadline. En ek het so gesukkel, want het was technische goedes.
Ok, well, enjoy om die engine wat jy aan mekaar sit, whatever you
do. Is dit in die toilet?
Ja, it sounds like.
Is dit in die toilet?
Nee!
Wat is die deadline het jy?
Hoe kan ek in die toilet wees?
Dit klink so hol.
Dit klink hol.
Okay. Nee man, is die krijg op die licht?
Ja.
Ja, natuurlijk niet. Natuurlijk. Luister, zien je volgende week, Shemaine?
Jere Kassie, verschrikkelijk baie dank.
Oké, okay, bye. You see, that is the kind of show that we are. Now you must tell me, what are they going to dance there? And are they going to dance two songs? Okay.
Yes, they're going to do the rumba first.
Okay, but how long is all this going to take now?
It's going to be about same, 2.5 minutes.
Oh, that's
okay. Both, yeah.
So must I play the one after the other?
Yes.
What must I play first?
Rumba first and then the cha-cha.
But which songs?
It's on there. The cha-cha is pata-pata and the rumba is, I have no idea.
Are we allowed to eat cake while they
have your cake and eat it?
So
are we ready?
I'm going to ask you to take the video. We're going live. just hanging on. Live. There's Rian. How do I turn myself there?
Turn yourself on. I don't know. Many ways, really.
And this is Rian. And Helen, if you can take that and then you can turn it to yourself.
Okay.
There you are, Helen.
Hi. Hi, everybody. There's Rian.
Okay, you said what? Which one first? The what?
The rumba.
Rumba.
Okay, the rumba is called.
Rumba.
Rumba. I see it. I see the.
Rumba gachle.
Rumba gachle.
Ooh,
she's funny too.
I tell you what, rumba gachle.
Well,
that's
Albert.
That's an African dancer says goodbye. Rumba gachle.
Rumba gachle.
Baie geluk met jou prys.
Ach nee, dankie.
Ek is baie trots. Ek was so verbaas toe ek het sien.
Ja, kyk, ek was ook verbaas toe ek het sien.
It is amazing.
Ja, nee, ek was baie geflatter, maar baie verbaas ook.
Okay, so volgende jaar gaan hulle dit uitsaai. Jy gaan try om vir my daar 'n rol te gee as die spook. Probeer jou beste.
Die spook praat net nie, nee. Dis net maar 'n enigste catch.
Can you write a British character in for me?
Ja.
So dit so late nou.
So die spook praat nie, soos 'n silent role op radio.
Ek kan Afrikaans praat. My aksent is kak.
Alright.
Maar ek dink skryf vir ons 'n storie vir volgende keer.
Oh.
Want dan kan ek praat.
Ja, dan kan jy soos 'n one man.
Okay. So ek gaan net luister na die storie. Die ding se naam is nou weer oupa se begrafplaas, skyn begrafnis.
Voorlopige begrafnis.
Jy sien, ek was naby.
Ja.
Voorlopige begrafnis deur Albert Short. Die rol van die begrafnis word vertolk deur Jan Kruiwagen. Ek is so, sit agter oor en enjoy nou die danse.
Ek sal so maak.
En dankie dat jy hier was.
Dankie.
Okay, so we're gonna be live. Rian is ready, I'm ready. I'm gonna druk this knoppie and this knoppie is there. Absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to see it myself on the live video feed. So we're going to post it now and then it's going to be on the Facebook page. En dan gaan ek later dit ook lekker kyk wat jy mooi geneem, Drian. to your best. Hier is mense wat vir jou boodskappe gestuur het.
Ja.
Beautiful, sê een ook. Thank you. That is so kind of
I feel like I want to dance too now.
Don't.
Check
good. She's really good. He's really good too. They're really good.
Dis die Kasper Radio Vertoning.
Alipat, ja, ons is hier op die Kasper Radio Vertoning. Op Kluf Central. Of sal ek sê, Krans Central. Wat is 'n klif?
Dis 'n krans.
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 Julle luister na Krans Central.
.com.
Dit was nice. So, hoe lang ken jy hulle?
Drie jaar. Mm-hmm. Louis dans actually saam met Nikita in die Radizia show. En ek het vir Tatiana last jaar December ontmoet.
Okay. Mm. En wat sy nationaliteit is sy?
Suid-Afrikaner.
Maar die naam is Tatiana Grobanovsky.
Good save there.
What's Grobanovsky? Where does it come from?
Russian.
Is she a Russian?
Argentinian.
Yeah.
They are all coming together.
Are we going to cry for you, Argentina? It was fantastic. The other Okie se naam is Louis, ne?
Ja.
Ja, okay. En dan Tatiana.
So dis hektiek. Hulle het nou net twee gedoen, maar in 'n kompetisie moet jy vyf verskillendes doen en dis een na die ander.
Oh, really?
The jive is the last one.
What does it go?
Yeah.
You're on the floor and you do five in a row.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So imagine they had to do three more.
Jeez.
Wow, they would have been on the floor, hiking like an athlete who just finished 500,000 meters.
Yeah. Ek sal dit nie maak nie. Ek was nou die oggend toe my alarm afgaan. Dit is eintlik embarrassing. En ek was aan die ander kant toe gedraai, omgedraai om my alarm af te sit, toe ek uitasem uit in die bed. Ek sê,
I got a sleeping injury. I was sleeping and I got injured.
Hey. Wow.
Yeah. It happens. When you like you just sleep funny on your neck and then you wake up in the morning and you're broken.
I'm
it's
sure.
An age thing, I think.
It's a Bill Cosby thing.
Mine is a fat thing.
What happened?
I also, when I wake up, I've got lines all over my arm.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like sore, and it's like ingegroepte
lyne. Arms and drool. It's beautiful.
It's horrible. But I give you advice now. If any of you have got cramps in your calves when you're in bed, just take your feet and put them, stretch them towards you, your feet.
Like, yes.
Yes, and then the cramps will go. Always, okay. always. I didn't know that.
Thanks.
But then I heard it and I tried it so
and
far.
It worked.
Always worked.
Okay.
You know,
lift your toes up.
Lift your twinkies. Na jou gesiggie. And better.
As mens onmiddellik opstaan, onmiddellik soos jy kramp kry, opstaan en op hom staan. Op jou been staan wat nou kramp. Maar
dit
ook onmiddellik.
Nee, dit werk nie met almal nie. Ek het een keer dat ek kramp van die hel gekry en my eerste reaksie was hoekom sit jy maar vir af?
Bernard, ek sit nie af nie. Ek probeer net dat jy nie die mense by die huis wegblaas met jou ploffers en
medeke. You're getting very excited.
Wat was ek met my story?
You got out of bed, you got a cramp
from hell.
In my eerste reaksie was om op te spring, om hom te probeer strek, om uit te kom, en ek is letterlik, ek het opgestaan en ek is grond toe.
Oor.
Dis hoe erg daai kramp was, so daai opstaan werk nie met almal nie.
Dis net wat fikse mense, dink ek.
The funniest is when you get cramps in your toes and they go like all different directions.
Oh, yes.
That's
the een toon kyk help toe, die ander kyk hotel toe.
You know that Jermaine is not coming anymore.
Oh,
did you phone her?
No.
I think
you should run out and phone her.
Okay, to get
your information. Okay.
I'll be back.
Okay. Bring me water, please.
Sure, would you like a salad with that?
Yes, please.
Ooh, thank you. Where now? That's like cheeky. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Bernard, so jy was by Bianca's show.
Yeah.
We love Bianca. Bianca LaGrange.
What show?
An Evening with Bianca.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't crack enough for that one.
Winnie's Soul and Jazz Restaurant.
You know, I've seen that name a couple of times.
Where
pop up now on Facebook. So what's happening there? What's Winnie's? Where is it? As Helen asks. What is it?
It's, when I saw the pictures, after she said she's doing the show there, so I googled the place. I'm like, excited, new restaurant, try something new.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. The decor is amazing. The pictures of the food looks amazing. And you got me with food. And so I walked in last night, and again, the place looked amazing.
Yay!
Really, the ambiance is nice, the lighting, the whole atmosphere is just amazing. So we sat down to order. And that's where it went downhill.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. No.
But where is it? Yes.
It's in Wendywood.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. And so when I opened the menu, I saw an ice bun. And I kind of pig out when I see ice bun.
Pig out.
Exactly. And so I'm like excited. Yeah, I'll take the ice bun, please. Like, sorry, we don't have any ice bun.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
So I said, okay, I'll take the rump steak. No, we don't have rump steak.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
So I said, okay, I'll take the chicken. No, sorry, we don't have chicken.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
So I said, okay, I'll take the rump. No, I said the rump steak. Yeah. Nee, I'll take the sirloin. Mm. No, no, so before I said the sirloin, I'm like, why don't you have all these things on your menu? Mm. And she's like, we didn't go to the shop.
What is that?
That's the waiter's response to why don't you have these items on your menu.
We know we got Bianca tonight, but we didn't bother.
Yeah, we didn't go to the shops. I'm like, okay, so what do you have? So we have the chicken livers, we have a sirloin, and we have the chicken breast. That's the only three items on the whole menu that they have in stock.
Oh my gosh, but not for long.
So I took the sirloin with, she said, like, she sold it. It's like sirloin with nice mixed vegetables and roast potatoes. I'm like, I can do a potato. Delicious. Bring it. So we got that, and one of the guys ordered the chicken breast. So the food came eventually, and I had a sirloin on my plate with a slice of bread.
What?
What?
And mush that were once vegetables, but it's mush now on the plate. So I'm like, where's my potatoes? Sorry, we don't have any more.
So they gave you a slice of bread instead?
They gave me a slice of bread instead.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a feather.
I can't believe a restaurant operates like this.
The chicken breast came with a
With a what?
Sorry, I'm laughing. Also with a slice of bread.
Only
one person on the table got roast potatoes, but that was the last portion, so the rest of us got bread. And the chicken breast, beautiful chicken breast, had a slice of sandwich ham on top of the chicken breast.
What? I'm finished.
That.
It was in disguise as an ice bun.
I have no idea what was going on, but anyway, the meat was okay. It wasn't bad or anything, but the rest was
you stayed?
Like weird. Well, Bianca was after the meal. We had to stay. The show was amazing. She's phenomenal, and if it wasn't for her, it would have been a horrible night. But yeah, I won't go there again unless someone that I know performs there, and I'll have McDonald's.
Or you can eat
on my way
home. Yeah.
Yes.
No, it was shocker.
Terrible.
Oh my gosh.
And her show, nice. What did she sing?
Stunning. She did a lot of covers, but all the diva hits, and she did Whitney Houston and Miriam Makeba, and she did Brenda Fassie, and so it was like a whole mixture of different genres, and it was a stunning, stunning show.
I have just discovered that I must sit like this. Now I can see the screen. I can see what's up. So
but
for
can
3 years.
The desk?
No, I'll rumble over again. But this is very nice and easy. Helen, if you can be so kind as to read the WhatsApp number for our listener.
Sure. I'll read the number. It is 079-748-2090.
So
I'll do it again. 079-748-2090.
Okay, now you must say it as an Afrikaans girl who's high on dope.
079-748-2090.
An old Tani who is dying.
079-748-2090.
And you just write your name with that. Ek gaan dit net in Afrikaans ook sê, want ek het gesê Afrikaanse tannie.
Ja. Oh.
Oor, ek het vergeet om dit te sê.
Oh.
So dit is... 079-748-2090. Hoekom ek so aangaan met die nommer is, ek hou daarvan as jylle vir my boodskapie skryf. You know that I don't like telephone calls, but now you are like scared of me. No, I like the WhatsApps. That's great. And I just want to tell you something else. En ek gaan Afrikaans praat. Ons luisteraars, ek het al hieroor gepraat, maar net vir julle te sê dat Kon se storie is in hiatus, né? Hy is in purgatory. En dan volgende jaar gaan ek aangaan. Maar vir nou gaan daar nie nuwe opnames wees nie, as gevolg van tegniese probleme met die hele klomp goed. But I do know that you like your stories. But I think write to me as well. You like the stories. Because if you don't do that, I'm going to stop doing it. But I still believe people like it. En Kon se story, ons is nou al die Here weet deur alles. Daai mense is met blindheid geslaan, met amnesia, met Tourette-syndroom, en hulle is fucking nog steeds aan die gang.
Tourette-syndroom is my favorite.
Ja, agter
hierdie Betty Kemp.
Wat sê jy?
Betty Kemp.
It's quite fun. I wish we could do sketches as well, eh? You're so good.
I like sketches. Yeah. I'm not good at drawing, but I like sketches.
Yeah, the radio sketches. Yeah, me too. I mean, love
that the stuff that we did with Stan, it came out of, it was insane. You know, we it was the twins, the Merkin twins, Kate and I, and it was Miss Australia. We used to be joined, the story went. We were conjoined. We were Siamese twins. We were the first Siamese twins in the world to win a beauty pageant, Miss Australia. Then we fell out and we had the operation and we got separated. I didn't even know where we came up with that stuff.
No, that's amazing.
Insane.
I love
and
insane.
And then we just made stuff up. We never wrote or prepared anything. We came in studio and we made stuff up.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love that. I love it so much. Listen, if you love Afrikaans improvisation, I would suggest you go to the Atterbury Theatre on the 12th of December, because then it's improvisation. Dear Skalk Besuidenhout, Hannes Brummer, and Casper de Vries. Een aand alleenlik by die Attenbury Theatre. So we will, that's, basically we do the same. We just go on and we just, I mean, you have a structure.
Theatre,
you know,
sports, they used to call it, didn't they?
Leisure sports.
Theatre sports.
Theatre sports, they used to call it. And still call it, I think.
Oh, do they?
So we start with a tune, obviously, that's prepared, and we end with a tune that's prepared. But for the rest, it is, may it fall where it will. And you always got to be on your toes, because you can't be having a cock show, because that's the only time these people are there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as if they see a couple of shows. So, yeah, I love it. I love it a lot. Are you okay, Rian? He's like cramming for a trick.
What are you? You look a bit nervous there.
I'm writing your love letter.
Oh, baby.
I'm just getting some information on a special guest.
Rian said, Helen said you look buff.
Oh, thank you.
Is that a compliment?
My car's parked over there.
Also check that.
Wow, look at those guns. Have you ever had your name shouted over a mountain?
I don't get that.
A mountain. His bicep is a mountain.
Ooh, voorbarig. Niemand.
Oh, my word. Wait, I have to do more research for just 2 minutes.
No, we're not going to talk to you. I'm just asking.
Are you researching? Yeah, I know what you're researching. I know everything. Mm.
This was my school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like just before the exam, quickly.
Okay, so here is a clue for our guests who should be here within the next... can you see them? Is Rulof are they there?
Yeah.
I can come in.
Hello,
okay.
Hi!
Hi, Yula!
It's like a reunion here, because...
I like to play it in a subtle manner. I get a lot of pleasure with a span of keys underneath my fingertips. I love to sing a little tune that's mellow. I love to vocalize and up and swell. I love to have a little melody just trickling off my lips. I have put a keys in a song to sing. How could you ask for more than tingling the average singing job? I repeat what I said before. I like to take you on an old piano. I like to play it in a solo manner. I know we'll always be the top banana with my hat full of bees.
Let's go! When my left hand thumps half bass notes, I'm halfway to playing that stride piano. Then right there in between those bass notes, I play chords for that stride piano sound. The right hand takes off with the melody I make up. Then my left hand fixed with the rhythm and both hands making it up. My fingers feel breezy, they're easy on the keys. And I like to play, then they groove it together. Boom, 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 boom.
There's a show at the Monte Cassino called Handful of Keys with Roelof Kolleen and James King. What's your name?
James Smith.
I'm sorry. But James King is better.
It's got a nice ring. I like
this
it.
I like your voice. Yeah. Jeez. Where is it? Where is it? It's past Middle Earth. Is this from Working Heart that you have this voice?
Well, no, I think it's from waking up 2 hours ago, honestly.
2 hours ago?
Yeah, because they have shows.
Yeah, true.
And then, but because you hang them high in that show, you do Annie and all that, yeah. So you go very high. But welcome to the show, Roelof Kolleen.
Thank you, Janet.
And welcome to the show, James Smith.
Thank you.
I prefer King.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm going to change it.
Okay. James King. Yeah. Roelof, it's so nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
I haven't seen you in ages and ages and ages.
I think it was beginning of this century.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think us too.
Do you remember it was the Hindenburg was just crashing down?
It was just crashing, and the two of us together jumped out.
Yeah.
I think, yes.
Yeah, I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be there. What did you want to say to me? No, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no, I was just saying James doesn't do a lot of Afrikaans.
Oh, doesn't matter, James.
So, I'll fill in where I can.
You can. No, you'll feel right at home, don't you worry. Where do you come from that you don't do Afrikaans?
Port Elizabeth.
Oh, God. But they do some Afrikaans.
No, there's a lot of Afrikaans there. I just, for some reason, I didn't get into that mold.
No, that's good. Don't you worry.
I like the mold.
Mold.
Yeah. Afrikaans is pretty much a mold.
It is a mold. But Roelof, jy is so Afrikaans as melktaart.
Ek is in the darts as melktaart.
But you've been with Handful of Keys for quite a while.
Yeah. I've been doing it since the year 2000.
Jeez.
No, 2001. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Have you really?
I'm making that up.
It's a really long time.
It's a really long time. It's 2001 was the first time. We were only going to do it for 7 performances. And then it was so successful that Ian just decided to do it some more.
Mm. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
But we know each other from before the millennium.
We actually,
because
the
we
previous
did a little
millennium.
Showette.
Yes.
1999.
Did you also work together?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I know, right?
Do you work with Rion,
yeah,
all of three of you?
I get around.
But did Roelof, did you do Rion? No.
Not in the
public. I did Rion. I did Roelof and I did Rion. And that's it, really.
Yes.
It's amazing we all come together today.
Yeah.
I think there's a deeper meaning to the 1st of December.
Uh-huh.
Ah. You see.
Telling you.
You know. Try to remember the 1st of December and swallow.
God, that escalated quickly.
Look at that go.
Oh, okay.
I saw you once, Roelof, a while back at Atti van Wyk's 140th birthday.
Yes.
Yes, the mega rich. They can just live forever.
They can live forever.
Yeah, and you did a handful of these things with Ian from Memity. A little snippy. Yeah, little I know. Snippet, it was wonderful.
Weird. It's weird to do a handful of these little snippets.
I know. But with drunk people who own half of South Africa.
It's weird. How did that night go for you? Because we left quite quickly.
Speaking
of all the drunk people.
I stayed and I was on before you?
Just after, which was...
Just after us. It went okay.
Okay.
Can't remember much.
Okay.
People said you were good, well behaved.
Keep it that way.
Yeah. And but when did you join, James?
I joined this year.
Just as you know, as you're speaking, I'm vibrating.
Look how James Earl Jones. There's a new kid in town.
There's a new kid in town, and if I'm correct, James, you are quite young.
Yes.
How old are you?
19.
Jeez.
I'm gonna find some.
Can you believe that, Helen? He's 19.
I'm gonna find some Mufasa dialogue for him to say.
But it looked like he's been doing it for years.
I know. He's a natural.
I saw Handful of Keys now for the first time.
Oh really?
He stoned me, but
good grief. And we've been doing it for so long.
I always saw the show, and for some reason I never went.
Oh,
which is strange,
God.
Because I like see every production
good
20
grief.
Times. And but yeah, it was brilliant.
That's great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I found a line.
A line?
There.
Like a Leo or a lane?
Well, kind of both, because it's Mufasa.
And what must he say?
A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
Look, even the recording is applauding. There wasn't applause on the recording. That's amazing. Okay, well, we must get Afrikaans lines as well. This is also from Handful of Keys. People, if you haven't seen it yet, where have you been? It's a fantastic show. It's got a new cast. It's got James King. And we got Roelof Kalyne. And they are now at the Peter Doreen Theatre until January the
7th.
And it's a show you can take anyone to. I have seen it, and I enjoyed it just, if not more, this time around. I even gave you a standing ovation after the Broadway medley.
No one else did. That's quite a medley, though, isn't it?
Yes, I thought that's theatre, like a Tony Award, you stand up. That is amazing.
My son was there, and he's 9. And he loved it.
Loved it.
Of course, you were there. Yeah.
He was there in your way.
But you went away at some stage. Did you have a pee?
I did. Didn't quite make it through.
Oh, I wish I saw you. Would have said
that. I can't believe that we're telling like the masses this, but okay.
But I loved in some moments, even though it is safe for any age. Every now and again, Helen and her husband just like.
Not
each other, and then at the kid, I'm like.
There was the bit where it's almost like the scene from when Harry met Sally, and my son was saying,
yes.
He needs a poo. Hey, mummy, he needs a poo. And I was like,
It is uncomfortable. It's the moment where we do yesterday the styles of different composers.
Yes,
and he does it as Liszt, Liszt. Who comes behind the piano?
Yeah.
And I always watch people with children goes, don't ask me what he's doing. Yes, please just don't ask me.
I poo poo.
I will never think about it the same way. I'm not having orgasm, accent cock. That's all I've got.
But that is like, if I can just. What's for the gelijk in Engels?
Compare.
Thank you. Like a pantomime, you get jokes that are for the adults. They're not doing a pantomime, obviously. It's not what they do. But, no. I mean, you can bring children to the show.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
What I'm saying.
Yes, yes,
it's a pantomime.
Yeah, look at you go. Pantomime.
Pantomime, you are very much
I'm on top
she
form today.
She is really a razor sharp. Wow. Pantomime. People go and you'll really enjoy. Do you have matinees?
We do. Why don't you take this one, James?
Matinees we have at Saturdays at 4 o'clock and on Sunday at 3.
Sorry, no, we were just
we weren't listening.
Vibrating.
I know. Voice. I know.
I'll say it again.
Do it again.
Saturday?
Do it again.
Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday at 3.
Well, I'll have myself a curb sandwich.
Say, Luke, I am your father.
But then behind your back,
Luke. Luke, I am your father.
Oh, Papa! We had a Papa.
Golly.
That's beautiful.
Do you want to smoke after that, really?
Do you know that stupid joke? Good. Do you know that stupid joke where he says, he's like, Luke, I know what you're getting for Christmas. And Luke's like, how do you know that, Dad? He says, I have felt your presence.
Oh,
so bad.
First of December joke.
I don't
first
tell jokes very well.
No, that one went down well.
Thanks.
It actually went down and then it went up again. I loved it.
I can tell.
Rudolf, you do a couple of characters. James, you do a couple of characters in the show. It's not just piano playing. Mm. These people sing and imitate and dance even. Rudolf does a tap dance at some stage. Not
well,
very long.
Tap
but
dance is a big word for
but
it.
Not
I sort of just...
A happy kick, feet.
I do a happy feet.
It's happy
let's
feet,
do that.
Yeah.
And the young guy, is that a daily thing or was that an opening thing?
Oh, no.
So we
were supposed to be three people in a handful this year.
What?
But the third person left.
Oh. So yes. Just one in each.
So hand. So Peter Tobin said, well, I've already told all my patrons there's three people, so get three people. So Ian literally went from all to all our venues and auditioned people. So in Joburg we have in Durban we had one guy who was amazing. And here we have five people.
Wow.
So
rotating.
Rotating.
Are they all like young Mozarts?
They're all very, very good. This is the age difference because we have one that's 12 and then we have people in their 20s.
Oh. And
older rock.
Okay, we had a younger boy.
Yeah.
Sam. Like a protege or something.
Yes, Sam is his name. He's 12. That was so annoying. He does what? This high.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, and he plays like that.
And he's so like good.
I loved his second bit where he decided with his family and said, you're going to do everything now. You're going to sing. You're going to tell stories. You're going
yes. And his Hermione voice. I'm just so cute. So cute.
Yeah, I forgot about the special Esther guest star. Yeah.
Yeah, so tonight is someone different again.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool then.
Yeah. I have to remember things to say about them, so I never know what I'm saying until I look into the... Oh, you're Ian tonight.
I've got a question that I want to know. Is right. Why did the Broadway medley not come until now? Because you know what Oliver said? He's like, well, they should have put Hamilton in there.
Yeah, you see, there's a lot of stuff that isn't
in there.
You can't
put everything in, I know.
You can put everything in, well, but, you know, if you're going to talk about the history of the Broadway musical, then it's about musicals that sort of either changed the landscape of how Broadway goes, or it's stuff that everybody knows.
Yes, yes.
Hamilton is not one of them.
Hamilton is one that changed the landscape, but it's not well known yet.
Well, I don't know. My son stumbled across it.
It's not a classic yet.
Yeah.
It's still being performed. So I was listening to Where's That? But you think, okay, but this is in hindsight. You know, you can't study in... did they do Evan Hansen?
Yeah, I was waiting for...
You can't
study
Evan Hansen. It's still playing on Broadway, you see. You can't do it now.
Yeah, it
depends on... Like, I think the most recent thing that we do is the Book of Mormon.
That's a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's a couple of years ago. And even when it came, it just became this unbelievable phenomenon. That's what I think was the main difference. Hamilton, even though it's a fantastic musical, it's like you said, it's not something that everybody will know. Mm-hmm. It's not a household name yet.
No,
I think it will be, but it's not yet.
Yeah, I mean, if the people can afford to go and see it, and get tickets.
Yeah, not yet.
The fact that we do Hasadiga Ibelwai from the Book of
Mormon,
it's not the most well-known song.
No, but it's a very nice translation.
It's a lovely
translation. I must tell you, I don't know if you notice, in Durban, the first time someone, I think, had actually seen the Book of Mormon and knew what that was, because it went to Asadika Ibawai, and one person burst out laughing, echoing throughout the whole theater, so they knew exactly what it meant.
What do you think will happen if they tour this Mormon Book of Mormon here in South Africa? Do you think people will faint?
I don't think people will go.
Yeah, I don't think it's the
people that will go will just go to put up placards. Really.
Maybe. But there's people like us who want to see it.
I would kill to see it, but I don't think there's enough of us for, you know, more than one show.
Book of Mormon, one night only.
That's the one where the audience introduces just one themselves book at the end of the show, not the cast.
We got a section on the show called Skier and Skinner. It's all about the gays. Sorry, the James. Gays. Sorry, Rian. Sorry, Helen.
Yeah.
I nearly, we are in the minority.
Yeah,
no, we're not.
Terrible.
No, we're equal. Mm. Yeah. 3-3.
Okay.
So let me play.
I know why I'm laughing.
This. But we can all join in.
Right.
James, when you want to, you can join in.
All right.
That's usually what men tell you when they're drunk. Okay.
And that goes across the border.
Really. I know.
Well, while we touched on Lion King.
Oh, touch. Who knows Alice? Yes.
Touched. Join in. And touch. Elton John is teaming up with Beyonce to rework some of the classics for the new movie.
Mm. What new movie?
Oh, Lion King.
Which I spoke about last time.
It's a live action, right? It's a live action.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Live action Lion King. Beyonce is Nala.
Mm.
That sounds like gay talk for cuck.
Yes, it does.
Hey. That evening was so Nala.
Well, it is now.
Yeah.
It's now officially a word.
Is she the lioness?
Lioness, yes.
Okay, and who's the lion?
Simba. I can't remember his name.
Oh,
that's a pity.
Just ask Patrick.
It's going to look like...
It's not about him now.
It's going to look like Jungle Book, eh, the movie. Yes.
But there's a South African in there as well. I'm going to find him.
Really? There is, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be...
Yeah. Hang on, maybe
or maybe the South African guy is Mufasa.
No,
right. Here we go.
Oh, is James Earl Jones playing
Mufasa? Yes, James Earl Jones.
Mufasa again.
Here we go. It's Donald Glover is Simba. I don't know.
Who?
John Carney is Rafiki.
Oh, Donald Glover
is he's Community.
Yes.
Guys,
oh my God.
Just threw shade on John Carney. John Carney as Rafiki.
Atlanta show.
Yes.
Oh, Alfre Woodard as Sarabi.
Yay!
I bumped into Alfre Woodard.
Isn't she
in New York?
Wow.
Like, and she was coming, she'd just done a show, she was coming out the theatre, and there were all people waiting to try and touch her and everything, and she took my hand, and I was like, huh. I literally stumbled across this, and everyone was waiting there, and she sort of took my hand, and I was like, then I realized.
You stumbled past stage door?
Yeah.
And she came out?
And she came out, and there was all these people, and I just happened to be by the car she was getting into. So she kind of was like supporting herself into the car, but I was there.
Yeah,
that's how to get away with murder, hey, that one.
I think it could have been.
That's Alfie.
No, Alfre Woodard. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's she.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I know what show she's
I bumped into literally no one when I was there.
I saw on the same road, the day before, actually... Barack Obama was watching Hamilton. And we were walking down the road, and there were all these guys with these, like, earpieces. And we were kind of going, like, what's going on? And they were like, move along. And we were kind of going, what's going on? And then we found out that he was there watching that day. But as we were doing this, we sort of heard a commotion and looked, and John Stamos was, like, getting out of the car.
Oh.
Down the road.
I walked through a film set
all the gay side.
Yeah. And what did you see? Who did you see?
No, they were busy setting up. But I was, like, walking 7th Avenue. Yeah. And I was, like, seeing this commotion, but just walking on.
Oh,
and
gosh.
And when I paused, I saw a camera. I'm like, oh, there's a film set.
I hope you invoice them. Do you know who else I met? Bill Nye, the science guy.
I love Bill Nye.
He's so cool. I was at this underground swing club, as in
I knew a guy
don't
like him.
Don't be nothing if you ain't cut. That kind of swing. Not the other kind of swing. And Bill Nye was there.
That is so cool.
As you would be at a swing club.
Yeah, it was a bit weird that he was there.
The Nye guy.
I want to tell you.
I just got left behind momentarily, but I'm with you.
Thank you. I want to tell you who I bumped into.
The Nye guy.
Do you know that guy from The Idol Maker? Did you see the movie The Idol Maker?
I haven't.
Okay,
I bumped into him.
Go on.
Wait. I once sat at a coffee shop, and as when I looked up from my Robert Ledlum book,
Red Run.
I was waved at by Jeffrey Rush.
What?
Why did he wave at
in
you?
In Sydney.
Is he gay?
No. I think he was there with his wife. Oh. But I looked up and he was sort of looking at my way and probably feeling uncomfortable. He went, hello. Okay,
oh
that just happened.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's so cool. Maybe he was reading the same book.
I bumped into Bette Midler.
Oh, no.
Well, she was on stage and I sat in the audience.
Yeah,
you did. I hate you for that, by the way.
Okay, go on.
There's a new gay movie coming. And
yay!
Mainstream, not...
Oh.
Not...
Porn.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Fox Studios. Fox Studios.
They do pick it right, don't they?
It's next year in March. Uh-huh. Love, Simon is the movie's name.
Oh.
And I urge you to go watch the trailer. It's so beautiful. I literally watched the trailer twice. That's how beautiful the trailer is. I can't wait for this movie. Josh Duhamel is in there. Jennifer Garner is in there. And it's about a high school guy that's in the closet still and trying to find a way to tell his friends and family.
Is that why he broke up with Fergie?
That's why.
Oh my god,
it's my life story.
Did they break up?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Yes, long ago.
Yeah.
Long ago.
High on a mountain in Mexico.
I thought they had this perfect couple.
Lived a young shepherd boy.
Always dressing up.
Handalo. No.
What's his name? Josh Duhamel.
That's beautiful.
He is beautiful.
That's right up beautiful.
I bump into him in a wet dream. Listen. I want to tell you something.
That's the most literal joke we've had so far.
Yeah. No, we're going to go there. The Casper Radio Show. We go all the way.
We always have a wet
dream. I wanted to tell you something. Oh, there's a... are you going to talk about the movie called Call Me By Your Name?
No.
Okay, that's also one people must look for.
Okay.
It's out now. It's an Italian movie.
Mm.
Subtitles.
Yeah, so you can't watch it. But
I can, I just don't want to.
Because you can't read or what?
No, it's so much effort.
I don't want to do two things at the same time.
To watch a movie and to... It's like
read at the same time, multitasking.
I'm already doing it with my phone, watching a movie and on Facebook. Now I must read on the screen as well. And like, I can't.
You are so uncivilized.
Anyway, watch that movie as well that he said. And then amazing news. We all know Mr. Gay World.
Mm.
All over the world, all the countries get together, pick their favorite boy and send him off to the hosting country.
Mm.
Now, the organizers of Mr. Gay World South Africa got the rights to host the first ever Miss Gay World competition.
Miss Gay World.
Oh. Miss Gay World.
The lesbians.
For drag queens.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Oh, I've just seen two leather jackets and chicks.
And belts with tools.
Clink.
Mohawks everywhere.
Mohawks everywhere.
So yeah, that's going to be exciting. Hopefully the first one will be next year.
Slowly say it again. It is the Miss
Gay World. Miss Gay World.
With men in frocks and wigs. Yes.
But then they have to have Miss Gay South Africa. But they've got...
No, they will.
Oh.
Every country will buy the rights to host the competition. So it will be Miss Gay World Asia, Miss Gay World America. And then
they have a big
all the winners will be sent to the final of the hosting country.
Are you going
to
enter,
depending
Mitty?
Who's hosting the competition that year.
Wow.
Are you going to enter, Mitty?
No.
Because there you don't have to be thin. Do you have to be like a good dragon?
Do they have a swimsuit section?
No, we're definitely not entering.
No. No. Okay.
Unless I can wear a wetsuit. That's swimwear.
Mm. Yes, of course.
The question is, how will the suit be getting wet?
Oh, wow. Well.
We'll
in other news.
All right.
We eventually had the first gay superhero kiss.
Oh.
What was that?
By whom?
On The Flash.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It was between Wentworth Miller and Russell Tovey.
Yeah, I can see that.
From looking.
I'm looking at it now.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you looking at it?
My mind's eye is beautiful.
There's a clip. It's the Flash guy. It's the Flash guy. It's the Flash guy. Oh.
No, no, no.
It's the Flash guy. It's the Flash guy. It's the Flash guy.
Yeah, it's a very... you actually forget they are superheroes. It's this little intimate scene between the two of them. And, you just grab him and kiss him and...
Jesus.
That was awesome.
Repeat.
I think it's been a good year because didn't Disney have their first gay kiss in Beauty and the Beast as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the same thing happened this year.
Oh, yes,
that's
cool.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then lastly, an American gay couple is facing a long jail sentence.
Mm-hmm.
My love is fucking stupid. Sometimes gay people just don't
sometimes
focus.
People.
But especially gay people. Knowing that you are not accepted everywhere in the world, just focus. They went to Thailand.
Oh, well, hello.
And then they... post with their butts out in front of a sacred temple.
Oh, jeez,
really? Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah,
and
do it.
So they are in cuck.
It's like going to Ghana and doing that in front of the president's office.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't do that, but it's just silly. Common.
Yeah,
this is also very common.
It's common, people.
So their argument's like, oh, we didn't know it's wrong. I'm like,
come on.
It's a holy temple. It will be wrong in any country.
It was more holy that day.
Very. Twice as holy. <Yeah.
laughs> They had the sun and the moons. People, remember to WhatsApp. I don't want to make myself hot here with all these guests and there's no message. If you have seen Handful of Keys, then you must WhatsApp and tell us what you thought about it. If you want to go see it. If you've got questions for Betty, oh no, we'll leave that. If you've got questions for Helen, I'm bitching.
Shall I give the number out? Shall I give the number out again?
Yeah.
All right, give me a character.
You are a German...
Oh, I'm not so good at that.
Okay, you are a Italian ex-fascist who was caught.
I have no words. 079-748-2090.
Down with Mussolini!
Okay, Mobilini. Send us a WhatsApp. 079-748-2090. Thanks.
Thank you, peeps.
Do it now.
Here is Rulof in Handful of Keys. You won't believe who he's doing.
I hear your voice. I know that sound. I know that you have moved the furniture around. Please answer me each time I call. While looking for you, I just crash into a wall. But I'm not hurt, no, not at all. Because I'm lucky that my gay style broke the wall. I just crawled to say, where are you?
Where are you?
I just crawled to say, are you still there?
Stove poopies from J.H. proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you.
So, if you are alert, you will know that it's Nat King Cole. But only alerts will know this. That's why I say, if you are alert, it's Nat King Cole. Oh, he's got such a wonderful voice, eh?
Yeah.
He does.
That's not his voice, though. That's a drummer.
That's not it.
It's so velvety.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's one of those. It's one of those that just it kind of entrances you.
Kind of like yours, really.
Well, thank you.
But he wasn't this deep on stage. He's now here. You can just talk to me. I will fall asleep. But in a positive way. I was like, oh yes, yes.
No, not in a Bill Cosby way.
No. We'll just put some dolphins with it.
No. Like in a whale kind of way. Yeah.
So Rion, you had to at the last minute take over from Charmaine.
Yes, sir.
So what are you going to tell me about Nat Cool Us?
All right, he was born March 17,
1919. Get the fuck out of here.
1919.
Okay.
In Alabama. He died 15 February 1965. The first instrument he played was the organ, and his mother taught him how to do it.
Which organ? The one between his legs.
Well, his mother taught him.
Oral. I was oral.
Did you know?
Ooh, I love oral.
Guess how many songs he had that became hits on the pop charts. Take a guess.
12.
Over 100.
Wow!
Whoa.
We love you, Nat.
That is incredible.
Nat.
And he wasn't that old when he died, so that's amazing. No.
He got married at the age of 17 and then got divorced. And 6 days after the divorce was finalized, he got remarried.
Wow.
Ah, something fishy going on there.
No. And the king actually came from a nickname that everyone saw him perform. That's why in the jazz clubs and stuff. So that he actually...
Nat King
Cole.
Like James King Smith.
Let's have a listen to this. Just the first bit. So beautiful. Okay, Nat, begin maar. Nat. Well, Nat. God, Nat.
Nothing.
When I fall in love, it will be forever.
Not a chance.
It's phrasing, though.
Yeah.
No, we get tired of one another after 12 years, but this is a nice idea.
Right.
The response was overwhelming.
So tell us more about Nat.
He used to sneak out of the house as a little boy and used to hang out at clubs listening to Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines back in the day.
So nice to be able to have done that.
Yes. And then
Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then he got inducted into the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame and then into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh my God.
When he was still alive?
That's a very good question. We'll get back to that.
I don't think so, because I think Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came much, much later, I think.
Yes.
It was around for a while.
I can't remember. No, but not like in 1965, though.
No,
probably not.
And that's what we have on Nat King Cole.
James, can you tell us, in a nice voice, you are listening to the Cusper Radio Show.
You are listening to the Cusper Radio Show.
Thank you. And that was our stuff poopy brought to us by Sandwich Baron, which was who, Ellen?
Nat King Cole. You should name a sandwich after him, really.
I just want to play this one because everyone knows this.
Thank
from...
Thank you. Oh, my God. I was about to ask.
From that... What was that? What's that? From... What was that movie?
How was that?
Moulin Rouge. But people don't... Some people don't know that it's from Nat. It's Natty. About the boy.
There was a boy.
Oh, yeah.
A very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day,
in to Inda,
a magic day he passed my way.
There's a toverachtige dag.
And while we spoke of many things,
ons het oor baie dinge gepraat, oor Jacob Zuma en James, en hy is ook 'n king. Die grootste ding wat ek in my lewe gesien het, wat jy ooit sal leer,
is just to love.
Jy moet maar net lief hê.
And be loved.
En hoop jy kry liefde terug.
In return.
Van waar dit gekom het. Ek voel ek het 'n bietjie vry vertaal daar.
Direct ja. Translation.
Toverachtige dag. Dit is prachtig.
Ja. I just want to remind you people, we are talking with Helen Dubois. We are talking to James Andrulof from Handful of Keys.
Gasper's Radio Show. Culture.
And that's why it's culture.
Ah.
And Helen, we have talked about your song that's out. It's called Wind Up Girl.
Yeah, Wind Up Girl.
So how can people get hold of it?
They can find it everywhere. It's everywhere.
You can't.
Well,
if I go
not
out,
really. Like, if you stuck your head out the door, it's
exactly
not there.
Exactly. James is looking underneath the table. I'm going to look
there,
in that box plant.
It's on all the digital platforms, Deezer and iTunes and Amazon and everywhere. And if you're just, like, feeling a little challenged, you can go to helendubois.com and there's a link and you can find it there.
Helen, do you want to just help Bernard and go just... Take your mic and your chair to him, and then he can interact when he wants But he's sitting there, so you can do that.
I'm stuck on my...
Oh, you're stuck
on
your...
Moment. Are you... You can sit on my lap.
I'll break it.
He's going to get another chair. So how's this? Now it's Matt Lauer.
What? Yeah. What in the world happened to Matt Lauer?
Oh, he got fired.
He was also sexing.
Touchy.
Everyone is touchy.
No, man.
It's a thing to do now, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's make words. Bees do it. Things, any education, please do it. Let's do it. Let's touch each other sexually inappropriately.
Yes.
Now?
Right.
You got to do it with that movement.
Harvey.
That movement
gosh.
Was perfect, though. That needs to be that. Touchy.
It feels like that might hurt.
It is just, I mean, it's the end of days. I'm looking on the out for the return of Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that'll be a scandal if she's touchy.
Imagine!
That would break my childhood.
Yeah.
That's why all the boys loved her.
Because of that fucking umbrella.
Oh my god. Literally. That would be horrific.
It makes you wonder where she made it disappear.
Yeah, but they're making a new Mary Poppins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's playing Mary?
It's one of these younger actresses, do you know?
Just like Anne Hathaway or
probably
one of them.
Yeah. No, even younger. But it is, the story continues. She really comes back and then she builds another kite or something. I don't know. But it is happening. It's coming back. Let me see. I've got here, I've got Chopin, which is also very... Let's listen to Chopin. I think that's very funny. Now, but Chopin was straight, wasn't he? But you are...
Well, he was very camp, though.
Yeah, you do insinuate that he was gay, but he was actually straight, I
think. No, we do say he was camp, but I played quite gay. Really gay.
You do. But in those days, I mean, men were wearing...
Yes.
Wigs and high heels, they were. I mean,
hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Much more difficult to spot then.
Okay. For ages, men were camp. Who could have a die breaky and a die breaky? Can I cook? Nee. Nee, mama, jy bly by die huis, jy maak die kos. Ooh, ek wil daai frilletjie.
The great romantic pianist was the Polish composer Frederick Chopin. Contemplative. Consumptive. And camp.
Oh.
He drooped decoratively across the keyboards whilst pouring forth a profusion of effusive but effective melodies.
That was from Landfill of Keys playing at the Peter Doreen Theatre at Monte Cassino. It is delightful, it's lovely, and you can go over and over again. Now, I can tell you that some people did write to us now. And it was, not a name. Oh, yeah, Woody. It's Woody. I wonder if it's Alan. And he said, hi, Casper and guests. Haven't listened for a while. Thanks for that information. The guy who played the Flash was also in Glee. Is that correct?
I don't know.
The guy that plays the Flash. Aren't you thinking of the guy in the rollstool? He's not Flash. I don't know. And then someone said, ons luister. Dankie. Twee fucking woorden.
Dankie. Is it good or slag?
I think it's good.
Okay.
I interrupted you very rudely using Mary Pop and I took you off air. What did you want to say?
Ek is vat nie verras nie, want dit gebeur baie, so it's fine.
Ek weet, doen dit die hele tyd.
Ja, Mary Poppins in die nieuwe movie wat in 2018 apparently vrygestel word.
Yay, I'll be alive!
Laaste maand van 2018 word gespeeld deur Emily Blunt.
My goodness.
Oh, and then right. you'll also see Meryl Streep in the movie.
Yay.
And you will see Colin Firth in the movie.
I will see him first of all.
And you might see somewhere, probably a cameo role, none other than Dick Van Dyke.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Jesus.
He licks.
He licks what?
He looks.
What does he lick?
Put him on the list.
Does he lick the...
He licks the dick.
The dike.
Dick on the picture.
Licks the dike. That's
the
wonderful.
Dick licks the dike.
Dick the... Dick the dyke licker.
Yeah, that's
okay,
it.
There we go.
Dick the dyke licker.
Guys, you're ruining our movie.
That brings a whole new idea. Spoonful of sugar.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Hamilton.
The creator of Hamilton.
What does he do?
Wait, also...
Lin-Manuel.
Julie Walters
is in the movie.
Oh, you mean Julie?
That's a really cool movie.
Yeah.
No, not Julie Walters. Julie Andrews.
No, but Julie Walters. She's also like.
Oh. But she was. Okay.
But Julie Andrews should be there.
She should
be. She was the original man.
And Pixie Davies.
Wow. I love Pixie.
Don't know who the fuck
is. So now she's all leathery and everything. Yeah, so
if Dick Van Dyke can be in that movie, then
everyone.
So can she.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
Totally.
She just can't sing.
No, she doesn't have to sing.
Yeah.
Like you said, she can be the handbag.
No,
she can, she's all leathery now.
She can mime.
She can mime something.
Totally.
We don't mind.
Gas, Rudolph, James, how does your day look when you tour? I mean, look, James is barely awake, so till when do you sleep?
Well, no, James is 19, so, you know, he goes everywhere during the day.
Yeah.
I do not. I sleep the day the fuck away.
Do you? All day?
All day. I might wake up. And watch something on the TV or on my computer and then go, eat something and sleep some more. That's all I do.
It sounds so familiar. I'm so glad I'm not the only
yes,
one.
Yes, absolutely. It's all I do.
But young people can do it because they've got the
energy.
And
the vitality. I got none of that left.
And so when you don't tour, what do you do? Did you just come out of university?
No, I came out straight out of high school into this, basically.
What?
I finished high school last
19,
year. Yeah. But for the first 6 months of this year, because we only started rehearsing in July, and up until then I do acoustic gigs back at home.
Are you a natural musician who can play anything?
I don't think so.
What do you play?
Just piano and guitar.
Okay.
It's
enough.
It's more than me and more than I. Well, I play the recorder as well.
And the triangle. I can play the triangle. Yeah, very electric
nice.
Triangle.
I can play the fool.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So after you've been influenced by this horrible pervert Rudolph, what are you going to do then?
When did that happen?
I'm gonna join in with the Harvey Weinstein company.
No, but I mean, what's your goal? Do you want to be a musician or an actor?
Oh, no, it's musician. Completely, yeah.
Are you going to compose your own stuff?
Well, eventually, yeah. Because writing is something that, for me personally, doesn't come too easily. It's something that I work on. But the thing that Rudolph has took me into doing is getting onto cruise ships, being a lounge pianist.
Wait a minute.
That.
Cruise? What did he mean with cruise?
No, the other cruise.
You must make sure, eh? Because you've got the gay cruises, and then you've got a cruise ship. He's sending you on the wrong ship. You're going to exit that ship on a wheelchair.
What?
Won't sit down for a week.
Have you done cruise ships?
I've done
Is
one.
Is it nice?
I walked out to my dear misfortune. It was. But what was lovely for me is the other musicians, like the singers and so on, they work really hard. You do like 5 hours, but it's like 45 sets. Mm. But I do the same 4.5 hours, but I sit in the coffee lounge and play whatever the hell I want. It's such an easy gig.
It's like a rehearsal for you. That's
it's like a rehearsal.
Yeah.
I can practice some songs that I don't know yet. And they paid, I think it's about 1,630 euro, and by then it was the first time that Pravin Gordhan was fired, so I made so much money.
Wow.
Yeah,
so then the rand
stumbled,
and you were just playing. I'll do an extra hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
For an extra 10 euros.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was lovely because, you know, I think especially now that I've, you know, I'm in my 40s now and I've done a lot in this country and there's still a lot I'd like to do. You know, you sort of get to that age where you're so tired of the constant touring and the your house. You know, now you have dogs and you just want to stay home for a while and, you know, you get tired of that. And a cruise ship is such an easy way to stay in one place. Do a job that they pay you a lot for, and someone farted.
Weird,
what
that
was that sound?
It's Helen's stomach. Yeah.
Really? That far away?
Yeah.
Can you put
I'm
it
hungry.
On your stomach?
Feed me.
Rudolph, I was about to ask you a question, but rudely interrupted by stomach noises.
Stomach it. Who's that gorgeous man on your screen?
James King.
Oh, wow.
Ah. Oh, my God. Who's this? someone send this to me.
That is that is a very pretty man.
Who's this?
Is that not the guy from
The Flash?
Yeah. Flash?
But he's got clothes on.
But he wasn't in Glee, was he?
No.
He looks like he could have been.
No, I know the Glee people.
The actor who plays the Flash is Thomas Grant Gustin. On Glee, he played Sebastian from the Dalton Academy.
He wasn't like a regular.
Yeah, he stopped watching Glee after a couple of seasons. Maybe that's when he made his... Mm. But he's delish, eh? So is he the Flash? Yeah. So the guy in the Justice League movie, he looks like Jimmy Fallon. That's not him.
No, that's not him.
That's another Flash.
But that's a different Flash.
That's a different
Flash. Because they can't have the one in the
like
movie
Flash.
I'd like to see him Flash.
I'd like to see his Flash. No. Well, thanks, Woody. You made my day, and I sit here with a Woody right now looking at... How long are you going to tour?
We are touring until the 7th of January. But we've stopped. We've stopped touring now. We're in Joburg until the 7th.
And then aren't you going to Cape Town? Have you been there?
We've been to Cape Town. Oh. We're quickly going for a week to
East London.
The town God made in anger, East London.
I love it.
What do you say about a town that has
nothing.
A museum for a coelacanth and a dodo. Yeah. I mean, what do you say? That's the most interesting things about...
That's one of the most, like, boring places to go on tour.
Look, it's pretty.
I mean,
but
it's pretty and windy, but, isn't that Port... No, I don't know.
Give me Port Elizabeth, then.
Yeah, I know Port Elizabeth is a... Yeah,
that's home.
Yeah. That's home for him. Yeah,
have you been there?
Yeah.
I think that's the town God made when he wasn't looking.
Yeah. It was like it was dark and the power cut.
The power cut. Yeah.
The power cut.
And I went, oh, look,
must create... okay, so you're basically grinding towards the end of your tour now in Johannesburg.
Yeah,
so people better go see it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yes. For first timers who've never seen it before,
please
especially,
tell.
Yes. You know, you've seen it for the first time, you loved it because it's just 2 hours of entertainment. And yeah, like you said, you know, we cover a lot of pianists and a lot of different styles, and it's not so much that we make fun of them as it is. It's a way of paying homage to them, you know, and their music and the music that they wrote. And it's 2 hours of just a lot of laughing. A
lot of
fun. It's really a good show. So, this is the time to come and see it now because it might not come back for a while.
Rian, where are
you? I'll be there.
It's a very good show. And Betty, have you got anything else to ask these two young men?
Oh, sorry. I almost broke my jaw. I won't be able to speak.
Okay.
No, well, one thing is, well,
now that's out of the way.
How does your jaw feel after a show?
Well, you'll have to give me a bit of context.
My goodness. Have you seen yourself opening your mouth?
Again, some context.
On stage.
Again, some context.
You can literally swallow his head.
Again.
Okay, I'm going to stop now.
Now, is it because of that nice man on the screen there, maybe?
I'm so lost right now.
And you?
And me, what about me?
Well, you want to say before we go? Time is up.
Oh, we're going.
Time is up.
I'm going on to my fifth hour on radio today. Mm. But it's been great.
Don't name drop.
Hello.
That's what I do. Thank you so much for having me.
Alan, it was a pleasure.
It
and you're
so
going to come
fun.
Again and we're going
definitely.
To have sketches. We're going to improvise.
We're going to do it.
I love it.
You know what we'll do? We'll get people to just send in like a color, a name, and we just make a sketch.
Okay. A color?
Purple.
A place.
Wherever Barney came from.
And a career, like a...
Fireman.
You are on fire, girl.
I have no words.
You're Barney.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Casper.
Come.
It's good to know.
Let me take you here away from the redness. Barney. Oh, Barney. Did you know? Do you know what color purple gets when it gets burned?
No, tell me.
It gets this burnt. Color you are now, which is revolting.
I'm buggered. That's what I am.
Well, I'll get some what's that? Macaroni.
Macaroni.
That's also red.
But then I'm going to be red.
But this macaroni was made by a dyslexic pharmacist.
Does it sting?
It does.
My ring?
It will sting your ring. It will sting your ring. People, thank you so much for listening to us. Helen, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, my baby.
Thank you, Handful of Keys, James. Rulov, nice to see you, Rulov. Yeah, thanks, Leon and Betty.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Leon.
Bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Because this wind up girl, she is
full of fun. I've just... This is CliffCentral.com.